Exclusive: Elise Stefanik demands Biden crime family reveal Delaware guests list. By Wendell Hasebo on October 6, 2022. Representative Elise Stefanik, RNY, on Thursday demanded transparency from the Biden crime family after a list of those visiting the president's home in Delaware could not be found by the Secret Service. Stefanik, the third most senior member of the GOP conference, told Breitbart News that President Joe Biden must come clean about who he has met with at his Delaware home following reports that Hunter Biden has been selling influence to his father. Secret Service Deputy Director Farron Paramore told the New York Post in late September his agency could find no record of visitors meeting with President Joe Biden in Delaware. For decades, the Biden crime family has peddled Joe Biden's influence and power to the highest bidder, including American adversaries like the Chinese Communist Party, Stefanik told Breitbart News. Now we're learning that the Biden administration is obstructing legitimate inquiries about who else is influencing this administration. The Post demanded Biden's Secret Service hand over visitor logs between the dates January 20, 2021, February 6, 2022. In response, the agency's FOIA office conducted a search and no responsive records were found, the Secret Service replied. The American people have a right to know how compromised their president is, Stefanik continued. That is why when House Republicans earn back the House this November, we will hold Joe Biden and the Biden crime family, which he is the head of, accountable as a matter of national security. This is our commitment to America. Stefanik's call for transparency will aid House Republicans in conducting oversight over the executive branch after the Republicans likely retain the House after the midterm election. Republicans appear eager to investigate the Biden family business in which Joe Biden operated as the chairman, according to Hunter's former business partner and whistleblower Tony Bobulinski. Reps. Matt Gaetz, RFL, and Nancy Mace, RSC, have told Breitbart News a special committee could be created to investigate the Biden family. Evidence shows Joe Biden has been involved with the family business in at least 17 instances, including multiple meetings in the White House between 2009 and 2017. Joe Biden was vice president from 2009 to 2017, which raises concerns that Hunter and Jim Biden sold access to Joe Biden in the White House. 60% of voters believe Hunter Biden has sold influence and access to the president, a Harvard/Harris poll shows. Yet Joe Biden and his staff have claimed at least seven times the president has had no part in the family business despite the evidence. I've never spoken to my son about his overseas business dealings. Here's what I know Trump deserves to be investigated, he said during the 2020 presidential campaign. Meanwhile, Hunter is reportedly under investigation for tax fraud, money laundering, and gun and foreign lobbying violations by Trump-appointed United States Attorney David Weiss. Joe Biden's Attorney General Merrick Garland has refused to say whether a special counsel should be placed over the investigation to maintain a just probe. A special counsel would distance from Joe Biden and the investigation into Hunter and the Biden family business dealings. Hunter Biden is the subject of a brand new narrative film, My Son Hunter, marking Breitbart's expansion into film distribution. The film was directed by Robert Davi, Goonies, License to Kill, Die Hard, and stars Lawrence Fox, Victoria, Inspector Lewis, The Professor and the Madman, as Hunter Biden, Gina Carano, The Mandalorian, Deadpool, Heist, as a Secret Service agent, and John James, Dynasty, as Joe Biden. It was produced by Phelim McAleer and Anne McElhinney. Gosnell Movie, FBI Lovebirds, Undercovers, from the Unreported Story Society. The film is available right now for streaming and downloading at mysonhunter.com. The trailer below has been viewed almost 5 million times across social media. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.